You have voted to put the question of how to handle the existing golf course and change maybe that parkland situation, and then the possibility of buying the Briarcrest Country Club. Talk about those two, again, as one member of council, what your thoughts are on that.
As one member of council, we have the opportunity. The Briarcrest Country Club is officially on the market. I think there's been some talks that the city's just trying to acquire it. In the past, the city has made attempts to acquire Briarcrest Country Club, or at least try to get the deal under contract. You know, most recently, as of this summer, it officially went on the market. And we've had council members, lots of citizens that were aware of that, and they're like, you know, this is our opportunity. If we're ever going to buy it, we need to look at it. I'm not saying that all members of the council would vote to buy it. Obviously not. So I think we all agree that, you know, depending on if you talk to four or five people, Scott, you'll get four or five different opinions of what needs to be done with whether or not the city should own Briarcrest, let it remain private, you know, remain on the tax rolls. And so we thought it best to put it on the ballot and let the people decide if that's something that they would want to acquire as a quality of life issue and amenity. I mean, it's not just a golf course. I mean, it's got a, you know, a nice swimming pool. It's got a racquetball. It's got tennis. It's got a clubhouse. It could be used for community activity. So there's a lot of advantages, you know, for the city to have Briarcrest. We've got to decide if that's something we want to pay for, if that's something we can maintain, and if that's something that the citizens of Bryan want. So the council thought it was very important that we put that on the ballot and let the citizens decide that issue. And so in the same effort, we, you know, it's been talked about since long before I was on the city council, you know, whether or not to have the ability to dispose of the municipal golf course. Didn't mean that the day after the election it's closed down and never opened again, or concrete starts laying on it. I mean, they've had, you know, on a yearly basis, there are always several entities that are always wanting to look at opportunities there on that golf course. So it just enables the council and the city in the future, if the council so chooses, to dispose, sell, lease of that property, that parkland property.
Well, you could gift it, though, also.
It could be gifted, correct.
Now, so you're in the real estate business, so I feel I can ask you this question, and you, with some authority and experience, can tell me, given that piece of property, what is a fair market value for Briarcrest, in your view?
Well, I'm not a certified
appraiser. No, you're not, but you're in the business.
And if I had, you know, just from my professional opinion, put a price on it, I think anywhere from $3 to $9 million.
That's a wide gap. That's a wide gap.
It's a pretty wide gap. It just depends on you know, how it's developed and, you know, what uses become of it. I mean, we've got, I mean, there's no secret of many of the opportunities that could prevail itself there, whether it's retail or office, whether it's the next grocery store, whether it's the next Blinn College campus, whether it's another campus. There's been other institutions that have talked about locating there outside of Bryan College Station.
But if you gift on one side and then you're looking to spend money over here, I mean, you need some kind of an offset. Where would the money come from for the city to if Briarcrest happens, if that opportunity's there, if it's considered to be a fair market, where's the money come from?
Well, I didn't say anything about the council wanting to gift the property.
Again, right.
Until
but
we
I'm
know
saying,
who that entity is,
right,
and what the circumstance is, I'm hoping we can sell it for top dollar and utilize some of that money to pay for Briarcrest, so if the citizens so choose to purchase. So, and then with the extra money, all the money that comes out of the proceeds of selling the municipal golf course would go into parks and recreational functions. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, Scott, that would like an indoor water park or an outdoor water park, nanatorium, you know, peewee football fields on the west side of town, soccer fields in the central part of town, and, you know, and there's a lots, you know, splash pads and additional parks in other areas, and that would be wonderful if we can go in and do some additional projects with or without doing the Briarcrest deal. But you know, at this point, you know, we may try to get some numbers. You know, basically that property's worth what someone's willing to pay and
sure,
what the city's willing to sell it for. But it's beyond just money. You know, we've got to make sure it's a proper fit for that location, mm-hmm, and that it's going to be a good thing for the city of Bryan. And so, you know, that's not something that we're discussing at this moment. We don't have proposals that we're vying through at this point. We just know there's a lot of folks that have approached the city that would like that opportunity in the future.
Well, then, but give me a background on this, too, because you were raised here, and I lived here a long time. I mean, we jokingly call that body of water Lake Arsenic. I mean, there were Alpha-Atacama, there were problems there. What is the situation there? What kind of rectification would need to be done if this ends up being a place where people might be around that water more often?
I don't think at this point there's any issue that would keep that from being developed if someone so chooses to. But let me bring closure to the golf course real quick.
Okay, sure. I'm sorry.
Let
Go
all
ahead.
The citizens of Bryan know that November 8th you'll get a vote whether
right.
to dispose of the municipal golf course and whether to potentially purchase Briarcrest Country Club.
Now, those two questions will be non-binding?
The first one is binding. The second one is non-binding
okay.
by city charter, not by council's choosing.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be so. But we're going to continue with the efforts of talking with Briarcrest Country Club to see if that can be attained and under contract so then we can maybe release that information to the public. And as we get more information on those opportunities, we'll release that to the public.